USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine can be given to adolescents 12 through 15 years old. The agency is saying emergency use authorization expansion is a key step in fighting COVID-19. The ransomware gang accused of hacking the leading U.S. fuel pipeline says it never meant to create chaos. DarkSide said their goal was to make money and didn't mean to create problems for society. The Colonial Pipeline, responsible for 45% of the East Coast's fuel supply, shut down all of its operation after the hack. President Biden was asked if Russia was involved in the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved. Although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia, they have some responsibility to deal with this.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The price of gasoline is up 6 cents a gallon this week, and it's expected to increase over the next several days due to that cyber attack I mentioned earlier in my newscast. The Colonial Pipeline supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trubly Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unthinkable happens to a Malibu beach house over the weekend.
A terrifying moment Saturday when a Malibu, California beach house balcony packed with partygoers collapsed 15 feet under the jagged rocks below. 9 people were evaluated for injuries, including 4 who were taken to the hospital.
We were just chilling. It's a birthday party, and the back deck, and probably like 10 people on the back deck, and we heard a crack. And I literally saw all of my best friends and my girlfriend fall 15 feet to the rocks.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department told KABC7 there was probably too much weight on the oceanfront deck.
Not sure what that deck would be rated at, but for a residential home, that would appear to be a lot of persons on that, and potentially a lot of weight.
The fire department has declared the house uninhabitable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tim Tebow is on track for a return to football. NFL Network reporting the Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to sign the former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback as a tight end. The move would reunite Tebow with head coach Urban Meyer after their days at Florida. The 33-year-old played his last NFL game with the New York Jets in 2012 before a brief stint in minor league baseball. It's expected to be a one-year deal. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.